Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Something's happening to me.
My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having more fun than the law allows in Amelia Island, Florida, with our new friend Mike Bay. Mike's in front of me. He's Vice President of Major Accounts and Securities Division for Clark American. Last hour you heard Nino Tarantino talking about what Clark American is doing to make sure that they remain viable in the 21st century. And I want Mike to talk to us a little bit about one of the things that they're doing, which is this kind of a program that they've been doing this week. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and again, thank you for making us part of this program that you guys have this week.
Well, we're real glad to be here. We've got a little workshop that we conducted here over the last couple days with several bankers that we do business with, and talking about what's important to them, and not surprisingly, small business is important to them. So we had just a terrific day of trying to understand how we can help them.
Music to my ears to hear you say that, and I heard that as well. And what you just said was that you're here to help them help their customers.
That's right.
And that's an important thing to think about, because sometimes, you know, I always feel like in the 20th century we kept talking about, you know, I want to help our customers. What can I do for our customers? Customers, customers. But what small business owners want is they want you to help them. If you're a vendor, if you can be a partner to them, they want you to help them. But they also want you to help them help their customers, serve their customers. And then, and if possible, serve their customers' customers. And that's kind of what you guys are doing here, aren't you?
That is what we're doing. We're aligned with about 30 to 40% of the banks across the U.S., and I work in a division of the company, of course, a check printing company, that primarily serves banks of somewhere between $5 billion and on up to $7,500 billion. And they're very interested in figuring out how they can better serve the small business and what their needs are. So we spent several hours yesterday really finding out what's important to small businesses when it comes to banking. And then, of course, the bankers have discussions about how they can better package loans, how they can make sure that they're meeting the needs of small business owners. And then Clark American is a check supplier. Of course, that's an integral part of the small business owners' transactions and how they conduct business. How can Clark American be a integrated supplier to help that small business as these bankers go out and pursue their business?
Well, and what you're finding and what I think you're doing, it seems to me, is that you're not just saying let us help you with that. You're saying let us be your partner in that.
Absolutely.
And you're saying that. I mean, it's not just implied. You're saying it, and then you're saying then this is what that looks like.
Absolutely. And partnering is a real critical word. I'm glad you brought that up, because there's a big difference from Clark American's perspective between two companies that do business together as just a customer and a vendor, and a partnership. A very big difference between those two types of relationships. And as a partner, Clark American sees itself almost as an extension of the bank. So when a small business does business with a bank, and we're providing a product or a service to that end customer, then really we are the bank. So we better be partnered up mm-hmm. with that bank, and we better be providing outstanding service.
Well, you know, Nino and I talked about transparency mm-hmm. in the last hour, and what are your thoughts on how important that is to you know, not just for Clark American and your banks, but for to help. You know, maybe get that message across to small business owners with their customers.
Well, we think it's critical. And more importantly, if you think about it, the customer absolutely demands it. Because when they're doing business with any company, of course, that company has outsourced suppliers, has a number of vendors themselves, but the customer doesn't care. the customer wants the absolutely best service or best product from the company that they're doing business with.
Right.
So that small business owner, the more they align themselves with that supplier to better understand their business so they can be served better to help their customers, the better off they are because that they're going to be able to satisfy that customer.
What are some of the topics that you guys discussed in the conference this week?
Well, we really want to help bankers deepen relationships with their customers. And essentially that means really how do we help the bank understand the relationship with their massive number of customers when they're transacting business. So maybe a small example would be when a small business owner needs to reorder their checks, if they're talking to Clark American to reorder those checks, does Clark American understand what type of relationship that small business owner has with the bank?
Mm-hmm.
And is there an opportunity for Clark American to share more about what the bank can offer that small business owner at the end of the phone call when they are placing their check order? And so we are partnered now with the bank, and we're talking about helping the bank expand relationships and sell more products and services that the customer would see that is valuable.
And some people listening might say, well, don't banks already know that? And it's not a matter of whether they know it or not. It goes back to core competencies, doesn't it? I mean, isn't it important that I think you heard me say yesterday, more of us need to, outsourcing is one of the best things to ever happen. Some people think it's a bad thing. I think it's a wonderful thing. It's the best thing to happen to small business owners. And we all need to be saying, must this be done in-house?
Absolutely. You know,
that's your model for the future, isn't it?
That is our model. We believe that service and communicating one-to-one with customers is a core competency of Clark Americans. And banks do an outstanding job of selling their product, which is money.
Mm-hmm.
And experts in the financial arena, Clark American is not. We'll leave that to them.
Right.
We're very good at conducting business one-to-one with their customers, either over the phone or over the Internet or through printed material.
And well, what that does is that adds value to the relationship between the bank and the small business owner.
There's no question about
and
it.
And so that nexus right there between those two, that customer and that customer of a customer, that's the lesson small business owners need to take away from what Clark America is doing. And I saw that in action yesterday, folks. And I'm glad to be able to tell you about it because this is one of the things, if you'll do what we just said, what Mike just said, you will be much more viable in the 21st century. 20 after, we're going to be right back with our new friend, Mike Fay. He's with Clark America. Back is 23 after. Mr. Mark Knopfler on guitar there. Mike Fay is our guest and our friend. My host, one of my hosts this week, as I had the great opportunity to speak to the bankers that Clark America invited here to Amelia Island. And Mike, again, thank you for the hospitality. Thanks for inviting me here, giving me the opportunity to cast some of my pop beads before your bankers yesterday. That was a lot of fun.
Well, we're glad to have you here.
Well, it was fun, and I want to congratulate you on the commitment that you guys are making to small businesses. I know you are, because that's basically what this program was all about. I wasn't the only one talking about small businesses. You guys were covering, you know, a lot of different areas, and I know you know. I know Clark America believes what I believe, and that is that small business owners not only big, but it's important.
Very important. It's in our business. Of course, we serve retail customers and small business customers. And small business arena is the by far the fastest growing segment of our business, and we see it grow every year. And our task is to make sure that we continue to get better at understanding small business owners' needs, so that we can provide more and better products to them. So. That's what yesterday was all about, making sure that the banks that we partner with and ourselves together, we're bringing small business owners products that can be used just about any time, anywhere that they want.
Do you think that the attendees would mind if we mentioned the names of the banks that were here yesterday?
No, not at all.
Key Bank?
Key Bank was here. We had
Compass Bank,
Hibernia Bank out of New Orleans.
Zions Bank.
Zions Bank out.
George is going to be with us in a few minutes.
George has just done an outstanding job of growing his business out in Utah and Idaho and out in the western part of the United States. Outstanding, recognized by the SBA as one of the number one lenders.
First Citizens Bank.
We have Comerica Bank out of Detroit.
Old National Bank.
LaSalle Bank. We have Huntington Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And Commercial Federal out of Nebraska.
Right. Just wanted to mention, the reason I wanted you, Chevy Chase is here,
Hancock Bank,
Hancock.
And Frost Bank.
Comerica, we mentioned that, I don't know if we mentioned that. But the reason I wanted to mention that, folks, is because some of you are doing business with these banks. And I just wanted to give them credit. I mean, it's not a bad gig to come to Amelia Island, but the thing is, still, it's they had to spend some money, they had to get over here and take some time out of their day to be able to learn more about how to serve small business. And I think banks who do that, who make that commitment, I mean, I'm sure you invited some people who didn't come, so we want to give the people who actually went to the effort. Anytime somebody, any company, any organization does, takes a little extra effort to be smarter at serving small business owners, I want to give them credit for it.
Absolutely. We just really enjoyed having the bankers here, and of course it was beneficial for them because each one of them serves small businesses in a little bit different way.
Right.
And they all get together to talk about the best practices that they could put in place so that small businesses all over the country are better served.
Right. Well, and as you've heard me say before, and as my audience has, small business owners need to realize that a banker should be your business's best friend.
Absolutely.
Because that's where most of our capital comes from.
That's right.
Yeah, and of course, virtually all the financial services of some kind. And we've got about a minute and a half left. Mike, what would you like to say to small business owners out there?
Well, to small business owners, we certainly appreciate the business that they do with Clark American. We appreciate the opportunities that we have when we communicate directly with them to understand what their needs are and to be able to provide products and services that help them. And
that's something they're going to see more now, aren't they? In the 21st century, they're going to get more direct contact with companies like Clark American.
Absolutely.
through banking services.
That's right. The banks need suppliers like ourselves to be able to execute on delivering products and services that the banks themselves might not be able to provide. And we're one of those companies, and we just absolutely love doing business with small business. And so we appreciate the opportunity.
Are you going to be doing more of these kind of conferences?
We intend to do more of these types of conferences. We hope to carry this out on an annual basis. Of course, this is our inaugural event out at the Ritz in Amelia Island, and we'll take the feedback from the participants, and hopefully 6 months from now when we look back, we'll have been able to generate some value for our partners. And if they see that, then of course we'll go ahead and conduct this on an annual basis.
What do you see Clark American? I got about a little less than a minute. What do you see Clark American's role in with working with their bankers? Say, over the next 5 to 10 years.
Over the next 5 to 10 years, what we really see ourselves doing is providing world-class customer service to their customers, And that primarily will be through communicating directly with customers about bank products and services. So if Jim Blassingame has a small business and Zions Bank, for example, might want to communicate about a product or service, Clark American will be the delivery channel that brings that message to Jim. And when Jim wants to pick up the phone and talk to Zions Bank, he may be talking to Clark American about that product or service.
Right. Transparent and seamless.
Absolutely.
And folks, that's not only a service that you're going to be taking advantage of, that's a business model you need to try to emulate with your own customers and their customers. Mike Fay, thank you for being here.
It was great to be here, Jim.
ClarkAmerican.com, right?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll see you. We're going to play golf a little bit.
We sure are.
Mike Fay, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.